Mark Mitchell works out of his Capitol Hill home, and that can be dangerous if you happen to be visiting when he's in full dressmaking mode. He's on his couch, sewing a sleeve, when he loses his sewing needle.
I lose several a day. Here we go.
Do you ever step on them?
Constantly. Hmm. I hope you left your shoes on. Because
I left my shoes on.
The floor is booby-trapped here, and especially upstairs.
Upstairs is a loft, packed with a big work table and all kinds of outfits and accessories. It's like stepping into a fashion candy store.
Yeah, it's a little ball. Silk organza and silk taffeta with a cotton stuffing and then silk embroidery.
You're making shoes as well?
Oh, yeah. I don't mess around. I am a highly detailed person.
These giant camellias?
There are giant camellias, but don't tell them what I'm doing with them. That has to be a surprise. You have to come to the show.
It's Mitchell's very first museum show, and he's on deadline to finish. So we talk while he sews and cuts thread and sips black coffee out of his Museum of Funeral History mug.
I've not had the luxury of not thinking about death a lot. I've had HIV for well over 20 years, and I've lost many friends, and I lost many friends.
Mitchell is 51. He's been to a lot of funerals. There was the one for his father.
It was a very traditional, the way it's done, very traditionally in today's funeral industry. And to me, it felt really cold, and it didn't feel warm, and I didn't feel close to my father. I felt distant from my father.
But there's one funeral that really stands out in his memory. A friend is in his own home, his body.
Dressed and in his finery and laid out on his, basically on his coffee table like this.
All day people came in and out, and then
a large butterfly, 5-6 inches across, came into the house and landed on him and stayed there all day. It was a magical, beautiful moment. And that sort of showed me how beautiful it could be, that last moment on Earth, your last presentation to your friends.
Usually, Mitchell is designing costumes and custom clothing for performers and creatives. His outfits make giant statements, like a strapless dress made out of red tulle that stretches out 8 feet wide. Everything he makes is handmade. It's sewn or knitted or embroidered, and it takes hundreds of hours to finish. He says he makes clothes that have a purpose. The red gown needed to be danced in. A black outfit he's sewing for a cellist is so she can perform in it. And his burial clothes are meant to make you look grand.
A more heightened ritual garment, comparable to a wedding dress in a way.
There are 9 burial garments, all made out of silk or cotton or leather, and everything is white. From the dress with a really high collar and a long string of buttons, to a jacket with ruffled sleeves and embroidered words inside the garment. He made the outfit specifically for 9 of his friends. No one raised an eyebrow when he asked.
I'd be delighted was really the only response. I'd be delighted.
I think everyone wants to be preserved in their best.
Anna Telks is a visual artist and clothing designer who thinks Mitchell's onto something.
Your family could also be involved in putting together a beautiful outfit for you. I actually, besides being an art project, it's actually a legitimate business practice, and I hope he continues doing it.
If you're open to it and you'll pay, Mitchell will design you a custom outfit. His garments all have closures on the back, which makes it easier for funeral directors to access and dress your body. If you're not yet ready, there's always the show, which will get you thinking, what will be your final look? Florangela Davila, KPLU News.